Basic witches.
Basic witches.
I mean, we're witches.
Basically.
Welcome back, witches. I'm Rachel LaForest.
And I'm Leah Knauer. And holy shit, we have a really, really good conversation with my friend Frank Castillo. Frank is a stand-up comedian, writer, good friend of mine for like 6+ years. We met, he forgets, as you'll hear in the episode, but he forgets how we met. But we met writing for a roast show for roasting Jesus Christ that I got at the West Side Comedy Theater. Shout out to them. And then that meeting Frank kind of opened the doors into the Comedy Store for me. So I'm grateful for him for welcoming me into this what was a very like toxic masculine environment. And then I felt like a little more welcome.
Yeah, and he had such a good energy about him of like supporting the feminine and being really understanding of us and praising women. He seems so in love with his fiance and like such a supporter. I've been working on my feminine all week, ever since the retreat, really, of just like staying in the feminine flow and like slowing down in all this masculinity, really trying to slow down.
It can be hard to do.
Yeah. It's crazy that it's such an accomplishment. I got 10 hours of sleep last night. Like, I want that to happen more often.
That is nice. Goals.
Well, yeah, right? but yeah, we have a great convo with Frank, and you guys are going to enjoy.
Yeah, and we smoke a lot of Lowell herb, and it's
delicious.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Ooh, boy in the studio.
We want to make you feel welcome.
Man
child.
Yeah,
call out your gender immediately.
Man child. Man child. Yeah.
Welcome, Frank.
Thank you.
How are you?
Fantastic. I'm so excited to be here.
I like your sweatshirt.
Thank you. It was a gift from someone gave it to someone, and then it didn't fit them, so they gave it to me.
Nice. A re-gift.
Yeah.
It says love.
Yeah.
And it's pink and red.
Yeah, yeah. No, I always like it when people, like, because I work here, like I work the door, and like certain comics will be like, hey, I was at a place and I have something that doesn't fit. Do you want it?
Oh, yeah, that's perfect.
Like,
oh,
I have
nice. Swag.
I have so many screener DVDs.
Nice.
Of everything.
I love free shit.
Oh, my
free
God. Free shit is.
Would almost never say no to free shit.
Speaking of free shit,
we're
about to smoke. sponsored by Lowell's. They gave us a bunch of packs of their pre rolls, and they're amazing. We're about to smoke the Uplifting Sativa.
Yes.
Actually, I think this is a hybrid, but it's still good.
I love all the Lowell stuff. Their pre rolls are great.
I do like their packaging more than anything. Their
right?
Amazing,
it's pretty,
but also
right?
Like,
and their delivery. They're like customer service.
Yeah.
They're awesome.
Also, a package that matches up with the joint.
I know.
Nice.
Yeah.
Some places
it's
fancy. You'll get like a joint and you're like, oh, this package is amazing. Then you'll smoke the joint and you're like, oh, I get it now.
Yeah. And actually, I thought you meant the matches it includes because it always comes with matches, which I think is really cute and useful.
That was what you meant.
No,
he
I'm
meant that the packaging matches the product.
Yeah. Also, the matches
the
themselves.
The matches,
nice.
I
never have a lighter.
But yeah, the cup runneth over. We love our sponsors. And we love, seriously,
runneth over.
I cannot recommend it. I'm so excited that weed is becoming more and more legal.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Is your family cool with it?
It's like, that's a hard to answer because they're really religious and like conservative and prude-ish.
Okay.
My parents, at least. Yeah. And so my siblings, I have like a lot of stoner siblings, so they're chill. But my parents will say they're okay with something if God or the government says they're okay with it. So like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
so
God
they'll,
and the government are the same thing, pretty much.
At this point, nowadays, I get
so
it.
So they rationalize. So like, if it's medical marijuana, it's understandable.
Like if they see it as morale, then it's
yes.
Okay.
Or if they see it as health or education related, it's okay. But my mom's getting way more chill, and now my parents do both know that I use weed, as I would put it for them, medically.
Yeah.
I just smoked with my uncle for, like, the first time.
How is that?
Cool.
It was great, because growing up, me and my uncle never really had anything in common or, like, to talk about. he would just be, like, he was kind of like an odd dude that, like, loved fishing and the outdoors and stuff. And we, now that we're like older, he's just like, it was just like, I remember like my cousin told me, he was like the first time he ever got stoned, he got like super high And then all of a sudden was like, oh, that's why Uncle's room smelled weird.
Oh, finally putting it together.
Like that he was like, oh, so I fucking funny. Get it now.
Oh my
and
God.
He thought he was just like dirty smelling.
Yeah, he was like, why does Uncle's fucking room smell so weird? Like, why are we always getting trouble whenever we go near Uncle's
why
room?
He's always so hungry.
Yeah, why is he such a fucking, you know? And then
he's always laughing. No, I had that with my fun aunt. It turns out she was always smoking weed this whole time.
Wow.
She would bring us fucking candy from the market. Because that side of my family has a stand in the West Side Market in Cleveland. And so she'd stop at the candy stand and get us all this candy. She was totally the fun aunt. And she was high.
Oh my
she was so good.
Usually
awesome.
The fun aunts usually have some kind of
That's
vice.
Going
to
be me.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I had a fun aunt who would like wake me up in the middle of the night when like it was like the weekend. I remember one time my aunt woke me up. It was like midnight. And she was like, yo, Frank, get up. She's like, I got I got Coca-Cola.
Sister?
Yeah. No, it was my dad's girlfriend's sister.
Okay.
She's like my aunt. We're
okay.
all family because
okay.
they never got married, but they have a kid. So
okay,
it's like,
okay.
we're family.
Yeah.
But like we literally grew up together. She was like 19. I think I was like 10 and shit. Mm-hmm. So like she at the time she was in her 20s. So she woke me up and she was like, Frank, I got a 2-liter Coca-Cola. I got some cereal. I got some ice cream. I got
she
a bunch of candy.
Cheese.
She was like, I rented a bunch of movies. Let's chill in the living room and watch movies. I was
She's
like,
so
fuck
dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Found out later she would come home drunk all the time.
Oh.
Just shit-faced.
Oh.
And just, I mean, but she just wanted to
hang
out.
Hang
out.
Yeah. It was nice.
Yeah, man. It was great.
You.
It was great.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Oh, that's so funny.
Are you, because you got excited when we took out the incense. So do you identify as a witch or a wizard?
I don't know if I identify as anything. I definitely do believe it. Because
okay.
you know what I mean? When I was a kid, I definitely was. I'm still very skeptical, you know what I mean?
Okay.
But, like, I don't know, man. I got an imagination, you know?
Hell yeah.
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 My mom was very, like, she dabbled into it when I was a kid, which
cool.
is so funny. But she's also, like, super Mexican and stuff.
Okay.
So it's, like, a different kind of spirituality.
Is she a Bruja? Yeah. Like,
I have no idea.
Okay.
Probably. But, like, she'll be, like, she's so funny. She's just a funny lady. She's very, like, spiritual and stuff.
Uh-huh.
She'll be, like, she's like, I had a dream. I remember, dude, yo, you know my fiance.
Yes,
yeah. So,
yeah.
like, yeah. She, like, it was so funny because my fiance is, like, a very logical person.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, like, she's very educated and stuff. So, like, when she met my mom was very, like, you know, spiritual and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, my mom basically, like, told Hannah that she was, mm-hmm. like, you know, I had a dream that you guys were going to have a kid soon.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Geez.
Yeah, right? So, like, it was the funniest thing. Cause like my
Her
mom,
dreams are putting a lot of pressure on you.
Yeah,
100%. You know what I mean? So like, Hannah's not the kind of person who's just like she'll just be like, nah.
Yeah,
I mean, she's
yeah.
just she doesn't like make people feel good. You know, like yeah, maybe we'll get. She's like, no, I'm not gonna have kids.
Nice.
She
good,
shut that shit
good,
down like
good,
immediately.
Good.
But it was so funny because my mom was just like, yeah, I had a dream that like my mom. Because my mom's mom died like super young when she was a kid. Yeah, that, I know. We were talking about the author.
Yeah,
as I'm dying here. So she like passed away. I'm just laughing, not at my grandma passing away,
yeah.
but I'm laughing at the situation of like how much of a special moment this is for my mom.
Aww.
To like tell my fiance this, and
yeah,
my fiance
yeah,
just
yeah.
be like,
no,
nah.
No, we're not having it. No, your vision's wrong.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So like she was like, she was like, I had a dream that like my mom was like, in the living room holding a baby.
Oh.
And she was like, you know, just come with the baby's crying. And I was just like, oh, what are you doing? She's like, oh, it's Frankie's baby. Look. And she like, I got to hold your future baby. And it was just like, and it was, you know, it was my mom was holding it. And it was just such a good thing. And it was like, you know, I feel like my mom's always with us still and blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And my fiance's like, yeah, man, well, I think your mom's going to have to wait a few more years. Yo, it was
yeah,
so good.
Good for her. Standing her ground.
100%.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You guys, you do want kids, though?
Eventually.
I think, so.
I think I'm only, like, one of four Castillos.
Okay.
Mm.
So, like the fifth one just went. So, it's, like, it's like me, my dad, I think, like, my dad's brother, and then his son.
Okay.
So it's like I eventually want to have kids,
yeah.
you know, but like
yeah.
I'm not going to like pressure her.
Yeah.
So because like she's got her career and like I have my career. So it's like I want to like, you know, she just got like a real job.
Mm.
She's like a therapist at like a
I am
hospital.
Seeking. I am looking for
yeah, yeah, yeah.
a therapist.
She's, she works at a, I don't know if I'm actually allowed to say.
Okay.
Anyways, but she works at,
okay.
she does therapy and stuff for like eating disorders and
mm-hmm.
stuff. But like the other hospital she works at has like a real psych ward, and she's been telling
some crazy stuff. Yeah, that shit. I've been to a few.
Like where people go get 5150, like you know, we're like, I have anxiety and stuff, but these people were like mental. Yeah.
When you say 5150, you're talking about that shot to like knock you out.
No. Well, that's what they do to people that get 5150. It's like so it's when you're a danger to yourself or others. Yeah, it's an involuntary hold. So it's like, you know, Leah starts acting fucking wild to the point where you're like, I have to call the cops, and they have to put her in a room because she's just.
And the code is just 5150.
It's called 5150.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, B52, I think, is the is a. What? Wait, why are you
the B-52s is a band?
But B-52
is like an injection or something.
Oh shit! Am I messing it up again? Okay, it's named after. Listen, the origin. It's some sort of bomb in one of the world wars. It's called like a B-51 or B-52.
Oh yeah, the Bee-Gees.
No, and then the doctors call this like. This fucking shot that knocks you out if you're going crazy. They call it that because it knocks you out like a bomb.
Oh.
And it's for patients that are going crazy and like freaking out. They got a B-50. They got a Backstreet Boys them.
They got a love shack them. You know what I mean? They got a love shack them. Is that the right B-52s? They did the love
shack. They got a third eye blind them.
That actually
makes sense.
So your mom is spiritual.
Yeah, my mom is extremely spiritual.
And did that pass on to you or not really?
You know what? My whole family is very spiritual. They're very like traditional Mexican in the sense that like my mom would tell me like my grandfather was a very spiritual person. Like he and my grandmother too. Like he was like a part of a group that would do stuff. And he was like, it was like old Mexicans would get together and do like Mexican stuff,
cool.
Like with like burning stuff and whatever. But I guess when I was born, my grandfather prayed over me and burnt like incense and said a prayer. My mom said that the prayer was like, it was something about cleansing your soul from all of your past sins and lives and coming in with a clean slate. It was something like that.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was very, very interesting. Yeah, it was. He was a very odd guy. My grandfather, like,
I already knew that you'd fucked up in some past.
Yeah, he was
lives.
Just like, listen, you know what I mean?
Listen, especially, Frankie boy.
especially my daughter. He was like, yeah. My mom was wild when growing up too.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Actually, I've met your mom. She's fun as fuck.
Very fun. Very fun.
Oh, that's so cool.
My whole family's kind of like that. Like my aunt, like ran away and joined like the Hell's Angels.
Oh my gosh!
Not like the Hell's Angels. She joined like a biking group, but she was like the young girl in the group. Like you ever watch like. Sons of Anarchy.
I've seen
she was like with the chicks that would like cook for everybody and stuff. Yeah.
Wow.
But she was saying it was like a family and no one like fucked with her. And if people ever did, like other people would come and be like, hey, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
It's very interesting. Yeah. My grandfather was very spiritual.
I really love seeing like humans look out for each other. I know that's a boiled down thing to say, but like in that story, it makes me really warm. Just hearing about how like they protected her.
Yeah.
This like I these mean, bikers.
A bunch of outlaws.
Wait, what? What?
Well,
I think
she's basically a gang.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Right.
You know, but yes, it but is. It the seems idea like, of it is nice.
But it seems like a lot of the motorcycle gangs are really nice.
There's only I think it's what only 1%.
You're gonna join a motorcycle gang like next week. I'm here for the connection.
And there also is a Lana Del Rey video with them.
I just love her.
I
just see you in like a biker bar, and they're just a crowd.
I think
of them
they can help
you,
me.
And you just get doing their readings for them. They're just like,
hey.
Just dudes with huge beards.
Yeah,
that's so funny. No, when I first like moved to like Temecula, it was very suburby, and then like there was always like a lot of white girls that were really into like you know tarot card reading, and that's where I was like, oh okay, what's this? And then I was like, oh all right, and then like spiritualness and like crystals and stuff, and I was like, oh these are.
So
cool.
When was that?
It was like in high school. So I was like,
So you were like brought up in kind of a spiritual home and then took a break and came back to it?
Sort of. Like, my grandpa was spiritual. And like, so like, my mom, my dad split up when I was young. So like, I lived in like a very like Mexican American house. You know what I mean? Where it's very like, they were like naturalized. They all spoke English. Like, our grandfathers were still very like connected to like the Mexican tradition, but they're still like a few generations away, so they're still very American, you know. And like my mom's side of the family was still very much from Mexico. Like my grandparents had, like I was like think I was second generation, my mom was first generation. So like my mom speaks Spanish, and like I'm part of like me and my cousins don't really speak Spanish, but she's still very like old school in the sense that it's like, oh, you're never really gonna like you're gonna like turn your iPad off, mm-hmm. and then like cover it in tinfoil and like hide it in the kitchen cabinet because you're afraid that they're still gonna be able to track you somehow.
Whoa.
You know what I mean? She's like, she
does
that. It's so funny because it's like to
that's
see.
Not a bad idea.
That's
maybe
hilarious.
I agree with her.
She's
in many
one of
ways.
Those ladies where it's like her spirituality, but also like her like. It's kind of like being like not fully assimilated in like American culture, but still like holding on to her like Mexican values.
Totally.
It's funny to see how they like manifest in weird ways.
Yeah.
Like especially with just like normal day to day stuff.
Yeah.
Did you have any experiences growing up?
When I was a kid? No.
Like you've never seen a ghost
I believe in ghosts. I've never seen one.
Okay.
I've definitely felt really fucking weird and creepy.
Here
at the store. No, hilarious.
Okay.
But just like, you know, if you're like walking into a room after people argue and like you're like,
I can feel that. Yeah.
So it's like I've walked into like the main room here at the comedy store and like when it's late at night and dark and I'm just like, nah, I'm going to come back later.
There's some negative vibes.
You can definitely feel like energy and stuff, but I don't know how much of that is just myself or like, you know, because you never know. But also like it's, I've heard tons of.
What do you believe?
What do you mean?
Nobody knows.
No, not at all.
But do you believe that that's just yourself or do you believe that it's a spirit?
I don't know, man. I haven't seen, you know what I mean? Because it's like, I definitely believe that energy never dies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Believe that
yeah. So it's like, we definitely go somewhere. I don't know what it is, but it's like, you know.
Mm.
So like, whenever I see stuff like that, like I'm always one of those people, like I'm always willing to believe, but I will never like discredit like, oh, ghosts are not real. But it's like, hey, you never fuck. Like, I don't know, but I mean, I get weird when I'm like, fucking, what the fuck is that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I love that shit though. I've always been fascinated by it.
Yeah.
Like I remember for a long time I was fascinated with the Loch Ness monster.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that a haunting?
It's the just Loch Ness.
It's just a creature that lives in Loch Ness Lake.
I kind of believe it.
I don't know much about that one except that it's folklore or that it's brought up a lot.
Yeah, I love a lot of folklore and stuff like that. Like that shit, I'm fascinated by.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I just love. I've always loved spirits and like I loved hauntings. I love spirits. I love like possession stuff. Like that shit has always been like. Especially
I'm surprised then, like, especially being at the comedy store all the time, that you haven't had any experiences here.
I don't know. That's why it's like, I think I'm always one of those people, it's like, I just want to see it so bad.
Mm.
So, like, you know what I mean? And so, like, especially in Mexican culture, possessions are like a big thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It's a huge thing. Like, they're very, like, so, like, I love, like, my mom can't watch movies like that. Like, if I put it on, she's like, no, she gets upset. She's like, put that shit up.
Shit.
It's bad juju. You know what I mean? She'll, like, burn sage or stuff.
Wow.
So funny.
Wow.
Dude, probably. Yeah, she absolutely. Yeah, actually, she probably is a witch. Now that I think about it, she is.
Yeah,
there's been times she'll be like,
a witch.
She'll be like, yo, what's that person?
I thought you knew already.
She's like, what's that person's name that you don't like? All right, no problem. And then she hangs out. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Wait, would she ever really?
I don't know, but she'll say stuff like that.
I bet you she
was
casting some protection for you
probably,
at least.
Rachel put a hex on a guy's keys for me recently, and I've been wondering how it has manifested.
How is that not the TV show you guys have written, right? Where you guys are just like
just
the beginning level witches, and then it's like all your spells are just like inconveniencing men that have fucking like haven't called you back.
Yeah, that's how we take down the patriarchy one spell at a time.
Oh, absolutely! I can't wait. We'll get you. I love stuff like that, man. I went to a tarot card reading when I was a kid. I remember that specifically.
Whoa,
My mom took me there. It's such a funny thing. She took me to like an audition for like, you remember being like a kid and I don't know if your parents were responsible or not, but my mom definitely took me to one of those like star search things as a kid. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like my kid could eat fucking
ball.
Skippy half a fucking, you know what I mean? This peanut butter sandwich is delicious. I can't even remember. I think I had to like slate and then I was like, I was bad at it, so they're like, yeah, you have no career.
Can't even say his name.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, nah, he's done.
Talent.
It's before they were like, we need Mexicans. They're like, but I remember going to our tarot card reader before we went to the audition.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Probably someone your mom met in her coven.
Yes. What was the card?
I can't remember.
How do you remember, like,
feeling? I just remember.
How did you feel after?
Did you understand it at that young
no,
age?
No, not at all. I just remember being like, yo. I was like, there's a part of me just being like, I don't think I'm gonna get it. Like, I just remember, like, before we even, I was like, hey, listen.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with the cards.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with the cards. Yeah. So I was like, if we're coming here. I would definitely not. Like, because right. I don't think you believe in me.
Oh.
100%. It's like, I think you believe in the cards way more than you believe in me.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, so have you gotten your cards read since then?
No, it's been forever.
Whoa. Yeah. I'm really excited then to do your. Mm-hmm. We're not there yet.
Mm-hmm. I know, it's fine.
Yeah.
But I don't.
Cards are listening. They're still. Mm-hmm. Getting to know
they're just absorbing.
Well, let them know that I'm very humble. I'm in no rush.
Okay, you can tell yourself.
That's so nice.
That is sweet to hear.
Your voice matches someone, and I'm trying to think of who.
Well, I've been smoking a lot of weed these past few days.
So. But are you? Where are you from?
I'm from the Bay Area.
From the Bay Area.
Okay. San Jose originally.
Man, it'll come to me. It'll come to me later. But it's an actor.
Sing it for the B-52s.
But you.
Sing it for the B-52s.
That's what it is. Oh, shit. It's an actor.
Is it an actor?
Yeah, in comedies.
Oh, okay. I wanted to ask
someone
you.
Says Seth Rogen all the time.
I could hear that. It's the raspiness.
Yeah.
And you have a beard.
And I have a fat guy laugh.
That's it. There it is.
Hey!
Hey!
Hey! Do you remember when we first met?
Yes.
I always forget the stories of when I first meet people, and they're always I was very nice and like inspirational,
yeah. Yeah.
Or I was very like just classic Frank, which is like way too stoned, or I was like
Frank,
or like I made like a very inappropriate joke, but then they met me and they're like, oh okay, that was just Frank
you
being Frank.
You were a combo of the three.
That's.
But we
so
we met writing for that the roast of Jesus Christ at the West Side Comedy Theater, that pilot.
Oh
with Lloyd. And so you part of your job was you were supposed to roast me, so it
all blends.
Your favor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is right. We did meet. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that was a lot of fun.
And then
I
you got
remember.
Me into roast battle after that.
I did get yeah, that was great.
And got me into coming to the store. So you're a part of this podcast.
Oh my god,
yeah.
I didn't know that. That's crazy.
Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
But Circle. I wanted to ask you in relation to roast battle, did you use like manifestation or any like kind of mantras to get like your confidence or anything?
You know what? I think I definitely did. Hannah had also pointed out, she was like, she said something. A lot of my friends did too. They were like, Hannah, especially because she was so close to it every single day.
Mm-hmm.
She was just like, you were just in a different place. She was like, you were just in a different zone. She's like, I'd never seen you so focused before.
Whoa.
She's like, I've never seen you just, she was like, and I didn't want to like, fuck with you or anything, so I just let you just be. But
Whoa.
She was like, you were like that for like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Where it was like, I don't know if it was like a man of, or actually there was, so like I just knew that it was like I just gotta take it day by day, like battle by battle, and work hard and like, you know, all that jazz. I listened to a lot of Drake music. There's a lot of Drake,
Why Drake?
I don't know why. There's something about Drake where it's like his music is for guys that are not guys, but just people in general that are about to make it.
Ah,
you know what I mean?
Underdog.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
It definitely
totally.
Feels very about to make it. Underdog make it. It's not like a, you know, if like, yeah, you know, like I'm already here, like I'm the best. It was very, like, you know, I can believe in my, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
yeah,
true.
My fiance made fun of me so much for that. She was just like, you want to be him so bad. It's like, I do. But a lot of it was just like constantly focusing, constantly remembering. And it was never like I see myself being the guy that's going to win. It was just like it's a possibility and it could happen. Mm-hmm. And that was the thing. It was like it could happen.
I love that mindset.
And then the other thing is right before the finals, I remember I went to the store. I had just finished like 4 spots, like running all my jokes for the battles. Mm-hmm. And then I walked in the back and Chappelle was there. He was just like, I walked in the back and he was like, what are you doing here? And I was like, I'm done. I did all my spots. And he was like, oh, I thought you'd be out. And I was like, no, I did like 4 spots. I ran all my jokes. I was like, I think I'm good. And he was like, she kind of looked at me and goes, yeah, you're going to win. I'm like, really? He was like, yeah, he's like, you're going to win.
Wow.
And I don't know if it was him saying it and me believing in it.
Maybe.
Or what, but it was just kind
of
like.
Who knows, but it was a part
of it. It was definitely one of those things of like, oh, it's got to be true because he said it.
He saw it and then that probably made you believe in yourself.
I definitely think so, because it was definitely like.
And I think a really key part of all that that you probably don't even realize happened is that you were saying something at the level you could actually believe it. So you weren't saying like, I'm definitely the winner. You were like, I could win.
Yes.
And that resonated enough to get in your body. Because I think it's all about like embodied feelings that attract in what we want to happen.
Yeah.
And it was like, it wasn't, you weren't fighting it in your head. Yeah. You were just open to.
Yeah, it was definitely, I think that mindset was the closest mindset that I've ever come to like, for me, I think roasting, I know what that mindset's always going to be like. Because I've discovered it. I've seen it. I know what it's like.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm trying to get to that mindset with my comedy, my stand-up. Because when I was doing roasting and I had that mindset, it was
an ultimate goal.
Yeah, but it was also this weird free feeling of, like, you know what? Whatever happens, happens. I have no control over whatever the next thing is. I just have to be in the moment and just do the jokes and just feel it as it is. Mm-hmm. And then just whatever happens, happens. Mm-hmm. And I think getting for when it comes to stand up, there's always just, it's always us. It's always the anxiety. It's always like what our mindset is before we go in. Like, how are these jokes? How are these people? How are they with the first comic? But all of that's just kind of noise. So it's just got to get to the point of like, you're like, oh no, I just need to be free. Mm-hmm. I know my jokes. Mm-hmm. I just got to be fun. And whatever happens after that happens. Yes.
Just so it's like fun.
It's like coming up with that mindset every time I do stand up. And then it's like, there's definitely times where I feel so close to it where I'm like, oh, I could feel it. Like, I have it. Like, everything's just clicking. And it's perfect. Like, I have the room.
Yeah.
And then there's other times where I'm like, I wasn't there quite yet.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
That's dope. No, I love, like, any kind of, because I was there the night that you won. Mm-hmm. And I think I'd even texted you that I knew you were going to win. I thought you were going to win. Not because the other comedians are lesser than you in any way. Yeah. It was just like, I love you and adore you, and your joke writing is so good.
Mm.
And I was watching you fucking hustle, and everyone saw it. And like, that's when you blow that into a bigger picture, that's life.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you were showing up, you were passionate, you were driven, and like all along the way, being a good person to like other people. And so then people root for you.
Yeah,
and then,
Like,
it's
someone pointed out, they were like, if you had written that, it would be the cheesiest thing in the world.
Yeah.
But like the way that it just happened, but the way that it just happened organically was just like, they're like, oh, that was perfect.
Yeah.
Because like, I didn't realize how much it sat with a lot of other people. Like everyone was like,
you
stoked.
Inspired a lot.
Yeah,
of people.
Man, it was kind of crazy. Yeah. Like people were just like, yo, that was like, because a lot of
someone from our community. Yeah. Like, oh my God.
I'm same open mic, same, you know, same. Toss my name in the bucket. Mm-hmm. Still do. Still am.
Do. Yeah.
But it's just like that was like everyone was like, oh, okay, cool.
Yes. Yeah,
it was a cool moment.
Yeah.
Very surreal.
Did you wake up the next morning feeling like, oh my God, things have changed? Or do you kind of oscillate back and forth between? Great question.
That is a good question.
Thank you. I know things.
Yeah. Like, that's kind of, she's like, that's why we have this podcast.
Yeah.
Asking the real shit.
Jeselnik said it perfectly because I got to open for him after that. He's such a cool fucking dude. Mm-hmm. He goes, we're just talking about comedy and just kind of how everything's are. And he was giving me really great advice, just how things were going to be and how kind of things are a little bit different. And I was just so excited and stoked. And he looks at me and he goes, you know, that night and you winning is probably going to be the best thing to ever happen to you in comedy, right?
Oh my God.
And I'm like, whoa. I was like, what do you mean? He goes, that's the highest moment for you. He's like, nothing's ever going to top that.
Oh.
He's like,
I see what he means. Yeah, and but everyone was supporting you.
Yeah, yeah. That made me laugh so fucking hard because it was like, it definitely made me, because not in the sense that like anything I ever do is going to be like nothing, but it's like, if you look at the moment of like being a kid that's never got on TV, that was still checking IDs, all that jazz.
Yeah.
It's like that moment, that was the big, big, so that was like, that's always going to be like, the thing that I'm always thinking and always remember.
It was kind of like your birthday party on crack.
100%. It was like winning the comedian Super Bowl.
Yes.
So like everything else is always going to be great and stuff, but it's like that'll always be like that's the thing for me.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Which would be great. Like I'll probably like write my own show or eventually or do whatever. Mm-hmm. Like because I'm working on I'm working on my hour because that was the big thing is like I wanted to focus on comedy. 100% after that.
Okay.
Because I mean at the time. I had like 15 minutes. Like I could MC real well.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was like I wanted, because it's like I want to be taken seriously as a stand up. Mm-hmm. I don't want it to be like, oh, that was the, that's was the champ. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right, right.
But it was like, but he gave me great advice and then that made me laugh. But when it comes to this, it's like, I know roasting, I'm really good at. Mm-hmm. It's, but it's like stand up, I just want to be, I don't want to be like the best. I just want to be so good. I just want to be so good.
Be undeniable.
I just want to be undeniable, man.
Yeah.
100%. And it's like, yeah. I'm getting that one. No, I'm just,
yeah.
But there's the, there's, I think, ego and being humble and all of that. Because there's times where, like, I struggle with it.
Because,
you know, you're still checking IDs and, like, people will be like, you know, fucking get my waiter, like, my check, blah, blah, blah. And yeah. some other dude will be like, yo, I loved you.
Right.
I saw you open up for Rogan on this other date. And then I'm just like, yeah. And I'm just like, oh, it's such a big, like, right. It's yeah. it's a
within
very.
Minutes of each other.
And
too,
it's also
yeah.
such a weird, like, half in, half out kind of
damn,
deal.
Yeah.
Where it's like some weekends I'll get to do, like, mind blowing, crazy things that I could never even. It's very much like a crashing episode.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, I got to open up for Bert, Jeselnik, Joe, got to do theaters, thousands of people that I've never
so
and
cool.
never ever done before,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
And then it's like, I get to come back, change trash cans,
yeah,
clean
shit.
Up. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
but it's still but a great, yeah. it's a great feeling. And I think yeah. that's a very important thing because it's mm-hmm. like, you know, I talk to a lot of people that are like doing it, like making the money, selling out theaters
yeah.
and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing they always talk about is they always talk shit on the people that are just shitty. You know,
mm-hmm.
and it's like you talk, you hear stories about people that are like starting to be at the top and then, you know, they see the same guys on the way down and they're trying to like be like, hey, man, you want to be like cool now? And it's like, no, man, you were shitty.
Yeah.
Shitty as in not
that
a good person.
Right?
And there's
yeah.
no reason to
yeah.
do that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like if you pop, that's great because
mm-hmm.
you're Leah. You're my homie. You've
mm-hmm.
been, we've been friends since day one.
Yeah.
And that's I want all the success for you.
Yeah.
But it's like if I pop and then I'm just an asshole to you for no reason. What does
what
that? What do I gain?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing. So
exactly.
it's like
then you have no one rooting for you anymore.
Yeah.
You're
when
never gonna have that Super Bowl moment
100%.
Again because all your friends
they
are like you're not real.
People, I talk me. There's one thing like my dad came to visit and this was like mm-hmm. the one like, like very heart to heart like Mexicans crying over shit like.
Yeah.
He came and he saw like everyone like dap me up and say hi and just tell him like you have such a good son and he was just very
aww.
Like that touched him so much because he was like they respect you
mm-hmm.
and he was like in this world he's like what do you have what do you want more than anything he's like do you want fame or do you want respect and he was just like respect is the most
that
important thing
is something my dad always instilled in me he was like your name or our name whatever
mm-hmm.
Knauer is like something that we can never change really
mm-hmm.
and like you want people to leave feeling like oh that's a like I like being around that person because
mm-hmm.
that's your integrity, your
mm-hmm.
whole name
mm-hmm.
and who you are as a person and how you treat people is like, that's what you want people
yeah.
to remember, not that you won a certain thing or wrote for a certain show.
No, it should be a good
yeah,
dude.
Exactly.
Yes.
You look at Aziz and it's like, he, from what I understand, he's like, you know, trying to hit people up that are used to be friends with him. That's like not going well.
Yikes.
And, but it's like, you can't, and
do that.
Well, also, like, the thing he did was fucking terrible.
Right.
But also, from what I understand, he was just kind of a not a nice guy to
mm-hmm.
his other friends when he was coming up.
Oh,
and that kind of
sucks.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
I remembered who you're. Oh, what?
You can go.
I just remembered the voice.
Oh, my God. Wait, let me just say this. It reminds me of when you know when your friend gets like a new boyfriend or girlfriend and then
mm-hmm.
they leave all their friends in the dust. That's
mm-hmm.
kind of what success
they
is.
They disappear.
Where it's
yes.
like, oh, you think just because you have success that your life is going to be great and you're not going to need your friends again? Like,
no.
Just wait. Just
yeah.
wait a month. Like,
that was the biggest thing about winning, too, was like right after that, I made sure to keep all my friends as close as possible because it was like a lot more. Like, people don't like, you could definitely tell more people knew me then. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, because you knew me before,
yeah.
and it was like, you know, no one knew who the fuck I was. But now there's like, if you're a comedy fan, you know who I am,
yeah.
which is kind of crazy. But if you're not a comedy fan, you know who I am, which is great.
Yeah.
But
mm-hmm.
if you're like a fan of comedy and you know any of the big guys, you're like,
mm-hmm.
oh, I've heard of this kid.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, yeah.
Which is insane to see. But it's also like to see how people would treat me afterwards. Because it's
mm-hmm.
like before I'd be changing trash cans, be like, hey, man, can I get a spot? And they're just like, ugh. Like, well, what the
right.
fuck? You know what I mean?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to give a spot to the guy that works here, even though I run, like, a great show or blah, blah, blah. And then it's like, you know, you win a thing, you open up for certain people, and they're like, hey, man, do you want to open? Do you want to
yeah.
Do the show
yes.
now? And then it's like, oh, you mean the show that you're not going to pay me for? And
it just takes one,
money?
Like,
yeah.
good vouch, essentially. Someone believing
yeah.
for you or some credit, like,
mm-hmm.
and then everyone jumps on.
It's
so
like, you couldn't
it's
be
crazy.
A good person to be invested before.
Yeah.
Like, all right.
Yep.
But a lot of that is, like, you have to decide. It's like, all right, how do I react? Do I get? Do yes. I have to be like a dick, or do am I going to be like, all right, no problem. I'm just going to remember that.
Yeah, yeah.
Just
yeah.
keep it moving.
That's yeah. what I do.
You gotta
just lock it in the old brain.
I never
just
forget.
Wait for yeah. when you'll karma. Need to use it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's just like, don't be just be a nice person. Yes. Just be
yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
Just be a nice yeah. positive person.
Yes.
I get like that sometimes where I'm just like, and then it's like, oh no, you can't. You can't. There's no point.
Also, yeah. sometimes I feel like it can relieve my anxiety to focus on other people.
Oh,
like,
really?
To just be like, let me just, like, love other people and help other people mm. more and not. And then I kind of, like, forget about my problems a little bit.
I spent time with dogs this morning because I've just yeah. been craving dog time.
Oh, my God. There's I want more animal time.
There's something about dogs that, yeah. like,
yeah. hanging out with a puppy?
Loving.
I get it, man. I get it.
Yeah.
Just a puppy. You put a baby in front of me or a puppy and it's the same reaction. I'm just yes. like, oh.
That's funny. I only like dogs.
Now I'm
TJ Miller. It's in the ends of your like the ends of your accent, like the R curls back and stuff.
I'm gonna have to watch yeah. or listen to
I'm gonna
to
have
TJ
to
Miller.
It's like a little bit. It almost
man.
Sounds like
okay. Now I can kind of hear it.
That's yeah, it almost sounds like Midwest, but you're from San Fran.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it's a compliment.
I don't
it's cool.
Hear
you have
it.
A cool voice.
Oh, okay. I'm going to have to start drinking like a bunch more whiskey. So I sound like Optimus Prime.
Optimus Prime.
Okay. I'm starting Ooh. To feel the cards calling.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Can we smoke?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Here, light yeah. this back yeah. up.
Spark up that Lowell's. I'll open up these cards. So these are Goddess Guidance Oracle cards by Doreen Virtue.
There's plenty more if that runs out.
So these aren't, I don't know if you did like past, present, future last time, but this is more like advice. So you'll ask it a question. I'm just going to give these to you.
Yeah.
Actually, let's trade. Give me the joint.
Yeah, here you go. And I'll do, and give those to,
take that.
Yeah, give those to
no,
Frank. No, for you.
Oh, okay.
So take the cards and kind of just rub them around between your hands. You're getting your energy in them. They're getting to know you.
Mm-hmm. Shuffle on.
Shuffle a little. Now let's talk
Shuffle?
About what you might want guidance on. Is there something in particular?
Is there going to be a fight at my wedding?
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Very specific
okay.
question.
And it's not.
Yeah.
It's not.
Are you expecting one?
No, but it's like there's a lot of family, a lot of family history in the
okay.
same room.
Okay.
It's been, you know what I mean? Like, I'm the first like young guy to get married, so it's a very big deal. You know what mm. I mean?
Okay, so hold the cards with the pictures facing your heart. Leah, I feel like I want to do it. Is that okay?
Yeah, go for
okay,
it.
Okay, I feel called to pull. Yeah, and let's take a deep
out.
Inhale together.
Yeah, close your eyes. Hold it. Exhale.
That was really nice. okay, I'll take the cards. So we need some guidance for Frank on if there will be a fight at his wedding. You know, we always ask people to be specific. No one has ever been this specific. Thank you, Frank.
Oh,
I'm
There's also a legit fear that I have.
I'm
so.
Channeling Mott, fairness, but like Whoa. Because she just popped in my head. But
wait, before we get into it, I just have to announce that the reason I bring this up is because my dad has like six sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom comes from a big family also.
Okay.
And they both kind of went to the same high schools. And my mom was notorious for getting in fights. And so were all of my aunts.
Oh, my God.
So when my mom and dad first started dating, my aunts did not like my mom. And my mom was not a quiet lady about it. So there have been a few times where they fucking, like, got
went
into it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And
okay.
it's been a very long time. But it's also like, fuck, you never
okay,
know.
Let's find out.
Okay. Well, you pulled Donna, High Priestess, which is basically the queen of the deck. She is pictured on the front of the mm-hmm. deck and as mm-hmm. this card. She's the High Priestess. You have divine knowledge that can help others through your spiritual teaching. Mm. So this might be on you to prevent this fight. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, she is like sort of a political like figure.
Mm-hmm.
She's a high priestess, so she is a ruler laying down the law.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that okay, let's read into
so
it.
I would also have to lay down the law at my own wedding and
yeah.
maybe they would respect it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah.
interesting. All right.
Okay,
cuz she also looks like calm and stoic and kind. She's not like
It kind of looks like my fiance. Too. No,
oh, really?
Oh, I could see it. Yeah.
Okay. I feel like this card kept calling to me also on the top. Okay. And it also makes sense. So I felt like I needed to also pull
that's
the top one.
A good one.
And it is Ishtar, boundaries. Mm-hmm. Love yourself enough to say no to others' demands on your time and energy.
Boundaries.
So,
that's what, yeah,
this is your pull. It's two. That's so good. It's like being the head ruler and setting the boundaries. Okay.
Oh, my
message
God.
Message from Donna. Your wisdom extends back into the far reaches of ancient times. You've brought this knowledge forward into your present incarnation to be a way shower, so that others may benefit from your experiences. Don't delay in expressing this wisdom. I will assist you in manifesting platforms for your spiritual teaching, whether it's through teaching by example or through writing or speaking. All forms of teaching are equally valuable, no matter how many lives you touch. Yeah. Oh, shit.
Feel my hands. My hands are so
sweaty. Oh, my God. They're
so
sweaty. Okay, I have to read the various meanings.
Yeah.
Lead workshops, write books or articles, look for opportunities to teach, and then this one. Be a role model of peace. Mm. Honor your divinity. Know that you are a leader. Be a role model for peace. So I guess, like, you
take
know.
Take the lead on my family and be like, hey, guys, you know.
And then
you're wearing a sweatshirt that says love.
Maybe do you want to just jump to Ishtar?
Sure, yeah.
So we're going to combining these two goddesses for you, okay. For your guidance.
Ishtar says, love yourself enough to say no to others' demands on your time and energy. Wait, can you just describe the picture of Ishtar?
Me?
Yeah. Like the colors and the picture and what you see and how it makes you feel.
Imagine like Rihanna doing a tour and it's like a third costume in and it's
yes,
pretty fucking
you're
sweet.
So right.
And it's like, it's her.
It's also Zena. Very
yeah,
Katy Perry dark horse.
Yeah, it's very like her Zena, Cleopatra yes. outfit. Yeah, I dig it.
Totally.
I'm feeling very Egyptian. Very gold, blues. Yeah.
Yeah, she looks like she's about to fight.
She's a warrior.
War or just did. Okay.
She's got a lot of armor.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
It's
here's
crazy.
Her message. A sincere desire to give of service is wonderful. However, there's a distinction between giving of yourself and giving up yourself. If you feel tired, guilty, or resentful while helping others, then you're not truly helping them, are you? You're injecting poisonous energies into the relationship and then no one benefits. Mm. Step back and reassess the situation. Mm. As you respect your own boundaries, others will begin to recognize and respect them within you and within themselves as well. Now that's a healthy behavior to teach to others. Various meanings of this card. You're giving too much. Become more assertive. Don't do things out of guilt or obligation. Mm. Okay, so that also balances.
Damn, that don't do things out of guilt or obligation.
That also such a wedding thing.
Such a wedding thing.
And this balances out this card because this card is saying you need to do something, and this card's kind of saying, well, you need to do something up to a certain point.
Yes.
So only do something if it feels like healthy and authentic and not out of guilt or obligation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which I don't know if you've ever been to a wedding. A lot of that, especially dealing with family and all that, a lot of that is guilt and obligation.
Yeah, I'm helping my sister plan hers. And it's like, I'm trying to help her with that. Like, no, just do what you want. Just do what you want. Just do what you want.
Man. Okay. Is this
Can we record this so I can send this to my mom?
You know what? I think
like,
you know
hey, fuck that deck. I have my own deck.
I think we can work on recording this.
Okay. Let's start over.
About Ishtar. She's been worshipped and invoked since ancient Babylonian times as the embodiment of Venus's womanly energy. Ishtar represents the divine feminine in all of her aspects, including nurturing, mothering, sensuality, fertility, healing, protection, and wisdom. This is about your mom, too, so it's interesting. As a multidimensional goddess, Ishtar doesn't tire of helping the men and women who call upon her for assistance. Mm. Ooh, maybe call upon Ishtar for your wedding.
Yeah.
And Donna. Can you invite them to your wedding?
Do just random, I just pick two names out of the deck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That'd be hilarious. Hannah's just like, who the fuck?
Who the fuck is Ishtar?
Yeah. She's a goddess. Oh, what?
Yeah.
goddess you are
to
marrying me today.
Yeah. I mean, you're a goddess too. Who the fuck is that? Oh, that's Dana.
Uh-huh.
She's a high priestess.
Oh, high priestess, my ass.
Ishtar boundaries. She doesn't have any boundaries. You see her with the groomsmen.
Is that a white dress? God damn it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, how do you feel about your read?
Oh, my God. Listen, I'm not one. Like I said in the beginning, I said highly skeptical.
Mm-hmm. You did.
But and said if it, but I was like, if it's pretty, like, I'm like, but I'm also like, I can be moved and I can't believe and I want to believe.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, yo, like, that's a pretty, like, that's pretty spot on.
Yeah.
That's pretty spot on.
That's crazy. They're both like warriors. And you asked about a fight. Like, that's so crazy.
And yo, listen, my family can fight and I need warriors. So this makes a lot of sense.
But you're going to be a warrior through peace.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to have to. I'm going to have to
peace
be the bridge.
And wisdom.
Be the bridge.
A lot of humor.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
One time, my mom and my dad got into a very big fight.
Oh, shit.
And his sisters came over. Because my dad would never, ever put hands on my mom. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But she would destroy so much of his shit. She poured a water bottle all over his very nice sound system. She also once she also once threw his like very expensive shoes out the like whole tons of things. We did like to drink and party. You know what I mean? He was just always out with his friends. He was just a young, you know, he's a young dad.
Yeah.
Not making excuses for him. Yeah. They both obviously blah blah. But apparently my aunt came once and my mom like this is where the roasting comes from. My mom said something about my aunt, the way she looked, based in relation to a horse.
God!
And it was, from what I understand, very funny.
Of course, I'm sure it was.
But it was very not nice, and I think a fight broke out.
You're gonna have to definitely put up a boundary about roasting at your wedding.
Oh, are you going to have, instead of a toast, are you going to have a roast?
Well, this is what, so we're going to have, like, I have family and stuff, so I'm thinking 125 people, and it's mostly just close family, like, only a few comics are coming. I think Griffin's coming, I think Jeff Ross are going to come.
Nice.
And then I want an after party here at the store.
I'm there.
100%.
Okay, great.
I'm trying to figure out.
I don't know if I was invited, but I'm there.
Well, that's the thing, I'm trying to figure out, because, like, I talked to the, you know, they said that, like, they'll give us the show after, whatever, because whatever show's in the main room on Sunday. They'll just
that's
do it
so
after.
Fun. Oh, that's cool.
I was trying to think if I want to like book a comedy show or just like have an kind of like an open mic, which is kind of like let, because you know Griffin and those guys are all like, there's a lot of people who would love to just make fun of me.
Shit on
you. Know what I mean? Joe Dosh, all that. I mean, so, and it would be a lot of fun. Also, Hannah loves this place. Yeah. She loves all the comics. She loves you. She loves everyone.
I love her.
So she wants everyone to show up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That would be so fun.
She was bummed that, because she knew if it was like an open wedding, there'd be like 600
we'd all
comics
show up.
At the show.
An
you know
open
I mean?
Wedding.
Ready to fuck.
100%. Yeah. My cousins just would be like, what the
Yeah, who are these crazy people? Okay, can you just do something to end the reading, like touch the cards, read the cards, kiss them, whatever you feel like.
Thank you so much, Dana and Ishtar. Yeah. I feel like I definitely got the, I feel like this is a very important day. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to call my mom and be like, you can't come to the wedding.
No!
No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. My mom's going to come to the wedding.
It's a big boundary. Start smaller.
Maybe. Let's pull one more card. No, I'm just kidding. That's so funny.
Yeah.
Okay, well, very good.
Yeah, we like to end every episode with a basic blessing, so something you're grateful for.
Oh.
And also anything you want to plug.
Oh, okay.
Too.
You know what? I'm grateful for family. I'm grateful for friends. I'm grateful for the comedy community. And I'm just so very grateful that every day I get to just hang out with funny people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, like, if nothing ever happens after this, as long as I'm laughing, that's all that really matters. And I get to smoke Lowell's, so that's
yeah.
Pretty,
Have I been saying it wrong this whole time?
No,
no
I didn't. Lowell's? Sorry. It was a perfect plug, then I fucked it up.
It was.
Holy shit.
No, it just sounded more classic.
Have I been saying it wrong?
On my own podcast, promoting it.
No. Oh my God, that's so funny. No, you were supposed to correct me with the word I would have said it.
Oh, okay.
Lowell's.
Oh, okay, perfect. Yay.
See, look at that. We brought more attention.
Ah.
Oh, no such thing as bad.
Exactly.
Yo, I'm
no
the
press
plug
is
king.
Bad press.
Yo, I'll set it up.
Oh, I'm grateful for the phrase radical self-acceptance, because someone said it on my retreat and it really clicked with me. And to me, it's like, and then I've been practicing it every day since. And it's like, yeah, whatever I do is okay, like just accepting, or however I look is okay, or however, like, just you're good, like accepting yourself radically, meaning like, what if what if I was so like thought one thing about myself, but then I just radically was like, nope, it's okay. I love it. And that's what I'm doing. And I'm grateful for it. Yeah.
I'm grateful for my friends who've been telling me that I'm doing a good job. And Rachel, you are? And I've had a few other friends, like, and my manager. When it's just nice to hear that you're doing a good job. You know?
It's like when your teachers used to stamp all your papers. Yeah. Did you guys have that? Like, keep up the good work. Yeah. Or like, great job.
It's just nice to be noticed.
Nice. But
also, in this, you know, in this, it's like there's not
being
a lot
an artist.
Of, yeah, there's not feedback. A lot of validation. So, so when it comes, you're just like, oh, thank God.
Yeah.
You know?
Really cool.
Sweet.
No,
true. I'm glad it wasn't just me thinking I was doing a good job.
Bro, you know how much I needed that. I had a server tell me a good set the other day, and I was like, you don't like anybody here. Oh, my God, that means so much to me.
Nice. Yeah. Good.
Yeah, and thank you so much for
doing thank
this.
You.
My pleasure. This is so
Frank.
Much fun.
Thank you about this.
This was a lot of fun.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
How long have we been doing? How long have we been here? It's gone
by
so
fast. I'm high.
Yeah, me too.
Let's go take a picture.
It's August.
Oh, I thought you meant how long were we just now?
No, I didn't. Oh. I did mean that. And then he's...
Basic witches. Yep, basic witches.